Attorney General Opinion Number 17-IB28, reaffirmation of the October 4th, 2016 vote related to the position of the Planning and Zoning Director. I'm passing down some information to council, as well as there was information in your packet. And I think by now you have received a copy of said Attorney General Opinion listed on today's agenda. As you know, this opinion from the Attorney General dated July 19, 2017 is in reference to an October 4, 2016 County Council meeting. At that County Council meeting, this council voted after executive session to appoint Ms. Janelle Cornwell as director appointee to planning and zoning for planning and zoning, and then effective upon the retirement of Mr. Lank as planning and zoning director. That vote was taken 5-0. Within the Attorney General's opinion, the Attorney General believes that the county violated the FOIA open meeting requirements and said the agenda did not include a general statement of all major issues that the county council expected to discuss at the October 4, 2016 meeting. As is our general practice, within our agenda creation, we listed personnel under the executive items that we had proposed to meet in executive session on. So, to rectify this issue, the Attorney General's office is recommending that the County Council revisit the county's October 4th vote regarding the Planning and Zoning Office and explain in a public forum its reasons for selecting Ms. Cornwell as Mr. Lank's successor. I want to reiterate, this has nothing to do with the qualifications of Ms. Cornwell for the position, nor her ability to fulfill that position. This is simply just an agenda correction and what the Attorney General believes is a FOIA violation. And with that, I have a motion for your consideration to fulfill the Attorney General's recommendation. I have a motion, Mr. President.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the County Council reaffirms the October 4, 2016 Council vote for the selection of Ms. Cornwell as the Planning and Zoning Director appointee, which was effective immediately, and as the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Director effective upon Lawrence Lank's retirement, which was official on January 6, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes, for the second time.
I would suggest that all the members give reasons, because the Deputy Attorney General indicated he wanted reasons for the vote in the record.
Yes, for the second reason, as I did the first time, as it relates to her resume and her qualifications, deemed by myself, the elected official.
Mr. Burton.
I vote yes. I've worked with Janelle for since she was hired. She's very qualified, and she can do this job correctly.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the grounds that she's qualified.
I also agree. I think this is, I guess we're reaffirming what we already know, but certainly she has been a good employee. She certainly works here well past everything, so we appreciate that. She's going to vote.
Okay.
She's going to vote. So I'm sorry, I'm going to vote yes, and there's a cold vote last this time.
Senior member.
I think he really forgot me.
No, I'm only kidding. I'll vote yes. She has a strong background. Her credentials are great. She's worked with a past county planning and zoning director for over a year and a half. She has got a good relationship with all our county personnel, so I'll vote yes to reinstate, or whatever we call it.
Reaffirm.
That's it. That's the word I want. Thank you.
Motion
thank
carried.
You very much.
Thank you.
Thank
Mr.
you very
President,
much. Can I ask one thing very quickly?
Mr. Arlette.
I am curious, Mr. Lawson, as it relates to the Attorney General's comment and opinion. You just referenced that on the executive session agenda that we had back in October or whenever that was, it was mentioned on there that we had personnel as a item to discuss. Is Ms. Janelle not a personnel?
if I understand your line of questioning, she would qualify as a personnel under county personnel, yes.
So in 30 seconds, can you, I'm confused, if we had that on the agenda, and I've read the opinion, but I just wanted to get your thoughts with respect to this.
I can certainly offer you my opinion. I think where the Attorney General is going with their opinion is that the county, in just listing personnel, did not go into enough detail on our agenda because the Attorney General deemed this decision a major decision, or as they quote, major issue for the council to take. And instead of just listing personnel, we should have listed something of more detail on the agenda.
As in Director of Planning Zoning? I mean, what was the actual, if I don't recall, the actual specific recommendation of what we could have done differently?
Well, that's a good question. I guess in hindsight, we could have listed the consideration of the Planning Zoning Director position or something of more detail just beyond personnel. Not certain that we agree with this opinion, but instead of trying to argue whether or not we agree, we just would go forward with reaffirming as they indicate, and in the future try to do a better job.
And we'll move on.
Even though we don't know exactly what to do because it wasn't spelled out.
But. Mr. Lawson, when have been
okay.
When have been more correct if you put on here has a good working relationship with most instead of all? When you say everybody, I hear so many people say not all. I have a lot of comebacks. She don't work less very well.
Vote's so, already been taken.
Yeah, already voted. We're moving on.
I question that word when it says with all. That's pretty easy. When you say everybody's all, that's most.
We understand, sir. There might be somebody in this building that think we do a good job. You never can tell.
That's fair enough. But then I say most of them up there does a pretty good job.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for August 8th, 2017, item number one. I am pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded the Sussex County its Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the 2016 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFR. This is the 15th consecutive year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging the financial report. The award is among the highest forms of recognition for governmental accounting and financial reporting. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director, Chief Operating Officer, Kathy Roth, Deputy Finance Director, and the accounting staff for their efforts in achieving this award. Item number two, applications for the fiscal year 2018 Human Service Grant Program are now being accepted. The Human Service Grant Program provides grants to countywide nonprofit agencies for the purpose of enhancing health and human services, which contribute to a safe, healthy, and self-sufficient community. Funds provide grants that assist organizations with resources in support of programs or capital purchases. To be eligible for a grant, organizations must fill out an application, which is available on the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. The deadline for filing grant requests is Friday, September 29th. Item three, the Delaware State Report. Year-to-date activity report for June 2017 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of June. And finally, please note the council will not meet next Tuesday, August 15th. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 22nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Andrea Wall, federal payment in lieu of taxes.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. A check in the amount of $41,324 has been received from the United States Department of the Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hope National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2016. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hope National Wildlife Refuge and from a supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as the other county tax collections and as the county has done in the past. If you don't have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the accounting department's recommended distribution of the refuge revenue sharing funds as follows. Milford School District, $8,343.96. Cape and Open School District, $25,613. Sussex Tech, $3,130.92. Sussex County, $3,791.56. And Sussex County Libraries, $444.56.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Bedlars.